This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked. You make the coffee and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best reviewed coffee press on the planet at just under $50. And with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50. And we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's AEROPRESS.com/allfantasy. And use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy. And be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through, toss the French press, and say yes to better mornings fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, we're doing an AFE in-person mini draft because there's four of us and we're drafting months. Our guest today is our friend, the wonderful stand-up comedian and television personality, Simon Gibson. I'm your host, Ian Carmel. With me, as always, are my friends and stand-up comedians, David Borey and Sean Jordan. Iceman, hit that theme music. Already in progress, this is All Fantasy Everything. Welcome, Radioland. I've noticed a lot of podcasts start by yelling welcome, and we've been doing it for 6 years, but a lot of people do it now, so we need a new opening.
Do you think they did that because of our influence on this space?
I think so, yeah. That's why they're trying to go to the moon again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, because we proved that the first time they went, it was fake.
I lost the bit.
Studio in Burbank.
The moon landing. It was fake.
The moon landing was fake.
My buddy Micah believes it was fake. And his whole thing is like, why? Simon, he's like, why is the transmission so clear? that's his whole argument. So why could we see? He's like, he goes, during Desert Storm, we could barely see it. It was all grainy. But the moon, we could see it crystal clear. And I'm like, man, you're stupid. You don't know what you're doing.
Dumb guys talk that stuff.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I don't know why that's stupid.
Right, exactly.
To be completely honest.
There's no wind on the moon, man.
That is one of them, right?
I had a.
But they actually just made the flag that way.
So right, it's this so guy who's like, this is why you're, you know.
Is that true?
Yeah, they just like made it sticky. Nice. That's not right. It's rigid.
They built it rigid, so it's rigid. Yeah.
I had a friend who was like, who was there to pan the camera? I was like 22, like, fuck. Yeah. Fuck.
I believe Stanley Kubrick shot it, but I believe he was on the moon with him. That's my, I think he went up there. That's my conspiracy theory.
It was staged, but it was actually staged on the moon.
On the moon. Yeah. Yeah, but
when
Kubrick
a conspiracy
went up
theory
there.
Hits, it's tough.
Oh, it's
you're
really
like,
nice.
Yeah. Shit. They always got a point.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I want to believe.
They got a point.
They do have a point.
I joke about it, but you watch Loose Change and you're like, oh no. Oh no.
I was talking to somebody the other day. We were hanging out and I kept making these points. And then she'd be like, oh, and she'd press me and I'd only have two for everything.
Yeah.
And she's like, you really only have like 2 points of backup for anything you say. And I was like, well, caught. I'll go home.
Well, that's all they told me.
State's over.
That's all I saw on the video.
It was a conspiracy theory date?
Yeah. You know, aren't they all? Yeah. Aren't we just all waiting to figure out the weird shit we believe in?
Do you remember which conspiracy theory it was?
Green things are for black people.
Oh, yeah. But I've heard that, too. Like, Sprite.
Probably from me.
It might have been from you, yeah.
Green
was it? Was it somebody saying Sprite and Newport?
Yeah,
and
it was. Menthols? It was Sprite Newport.
Yeah, it was me. Okay. It was me. I said that to you. She was like, oh, okay, go on. And I was like, Sprite, Menthols.
Yeah, what else?
Rajon Rondo.
And she was like, okay.
Two?
And I was like, but those are two pretty big ones.
But Sprite is definitely, I mean, Sprite is absolutely marketed towards black people.
It was the NBA drink.
The NBA drink.
For yeah. real.
It made Drake turn it. That was a weird commercial.
That was not
where Drake
cool.
was a robot.
Yeah. It wasn't very. Do you remember what in the 90s, though, where it was just like, keep it real. Drink Sprite.
Yeah.
If you're an athlete, you're
If you really want to make it, drink mad Sprite.
Yeah. It was always kind of condescending. Like, are you out playing basketball with your boys in the hood? Yeah.
is it swelteringly hot? Just
using the title? Are you out there trying to be a menace to society?
I thought the whole
Sprite.
Million can march thing was very inspiring. Yeah. I thought that was a beautiful moment.
I would not be inspired
this
by that.
This motherfucker.
Yeah.
The million can march, he says.
Oh, man.
We are gathered here not to talk about Sprite's inroads with the black community, but also the fantasy draft. Months. There's only 12
Come
of them.
Come on. I love it.
There's only 12 of them. We are in person. The rare in-person podcast at Dude IDK Studios.
Yes. Beautiful. Shout out. Thank you for having us.
Shout out to the studio.
Y'all are dank.
Shout out to the squad in beautiful Denver, Colorado. We were up.
I think we're going to start calling it DC from now on.
DC, we're here in beautiful DC.
I've decided DC West.
DC West. Chocolate City West here in Denver, Colorado.
Also a huge, huge jazz city.
Huge jazz city.
Known for our politics.
You've got a beltway.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go on.
Sean's going to try to wake Joe Biden up right from here in DC West.
Man, I wish somebody would, man. Lower that APR, Simon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's get the APR down, bud.
We got to get these APRs down.
I'm actually fine with the gas prices right now. I'm okay with it.
You're fine with it?
I'm fine with the gas prices as well.
Yeah.
Lower the APR. Yeah. You drive, Playboy.
Exactly.
Are we going to put this out in November? Because we're in November.
I don't know where we are.
Where are we?
This will be in November. This will be in.
And the first 2 weeks of December are Shane Torres. So is this, we're just going to put this out before Christmas?
It'll be out like mid-December.
Mid-December.
Merry Simon. Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, everyone.
Wonderful time.
It's funny.
Up on that rooftop, reindeer paws.
I love a good 85-degree December morning.
Yeah.
I can't, sorry if you're somewhere where it's like super nice during Christmas. I can't get with it. I don't like it. I don't
LA
want a
Christmas
nice hot Christmas.
Kind of freaked me out.
LA Christmas is terrible.
Yeah.
I try to leave. I mean,
it is good because everyone with families and friends leaves town, and then all of us trolls with no one get to stay.
That's what I loved
get
about.
To drink Jameson together.
Yeah.
That's what I loved about San Francisco Christmas because it was still kind of cold. LA Christmas, it's just warm, and you wake up and you're like, I guess I'll drink some hot cocoa.
Yeah, yeah. I like the way you put the little
cocoa.
I'm trying to mix it up.
I like it a lot. I mean?
It's the end of the year.
It's the holidays.
It's the holidays.
What do you want?
Christmas is just around the corner.
We're still full for Thanksgiving.
Right behind Thanksgiving.
Visions of sugar plums dancing in my head.
We did all our Black Friday shopping. Everything's wonderful. The Blazers are undefeated right now. It's crazy.
I got four TVs.
You got four TVs?
You got four TVs.
Yeah. I got a bathroom TV.
What's a sugar plum?
Big ol' ass.
Ask your mom.
That's exactly what I wanted it to be.
No, I have no idea. I think some kind of a candied plum, I would imagine.
Some sort of candy plum situation.
Ian, yeah, if anybody would know, it seems like a thing you would know.
I imagine it's like a candied plum. I think you're right. Like, it's probably like cooked in rum or sugar or something like that. A sugar plum. Sugar plum? I don't know, dude.
Gross? What's not gross to you? It's the five things.
Hot sauce.
If it's it's an acceptable fruit and it's booze and sugar, it seems like it'd be right up your alley.
I don't like a plum. Wow. We don't need to waste time talking about this.
Yeah, we've been
this
here.
This is all I want to talk
we've
about.
We've been here before.
To hell with months. The year's over.
Let's read the room. Y'all like plums? See that?
That's a plum vote for me.
Yeah.
I'm a plum guy as well.
I mean, I like them.
You good get plum. It in, two out of eight.
When you get it on time, when you get that plum
that
on
good
time?
Plum where it's got that, like,
come on, baby.
It's not just sour. It's got that plum flavor coming out.
Man, I represent all stone fruit.
Yeah, I'm a
big
stone fruit.
Are they a tree
guy.
Fruit?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Definitely don't like them. No.
You don't like tree fruits?
I hate tree shit, dude.
As we're recording this, we are at the High Plains Comedy Festival, which has been lovely. Thank you months ago for coming out to the live show.
Very nice of you to do.
I don't know why we're hosts so ahead of schedule, because by the time you've listened to this, you will have experienced November, which we have yet to record.
Yeah.
But that was for the past. What is for the future, as we near the end of the year, is drafting months. And the way we determine the order of this draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, played between the three of you. We throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, Sean wins, a natural. A natural and scissors.
Well, you beat us both.
Against two paper. Oh, yeah. Took you both out.
It's okay, man.
Yeah, I always go.
I like me.
Here's for future games. I always go paper. I never do anything
so
else.
He always goes paper. Sean finally figured it out 340 episodes later.
I don't always go paper, deep we are.
You don't always go paper?
Most of the time.
I just have seasons.
It's your paper season?
Yeah.
It's our 25th anniversary.
It's always paper season, baby.
First anniversary is the paper anniversary.
First one is?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know any of that stuff.
Well, what you do know, because I'm about to tell you, is that as the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of this draft.
Mm-hmm.
Velvety. But I do need to remind you, it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
Great question.
Well, with Christmas just around the
corner. It's right around the corner.
It's like when you're hanging your Christmas lights, if you want to do it like the Griswolds. Simon, you're stupid. I'll explain it to you.
Yeah.
It's so you just start at the top.
Slow it down. You're talking too fast.
You start at the top of the roof and go all the way to the right and then down about 3 inches.
Yeah.
All the way to the left, down about 3 more inches, all the way to the right until you cover the whole roof with Christmas lights.
To make sure it's 3 inches, do you pull your penis out or is it a...
Got him!
Yeah. I pull my dick out and then I break a hole in the roof because it's so big.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
There we go.
3 inches, I pull my penis out and then I have to find another friend to...
Sam's walking around with his chode detector at Race Wars.
Oh, yeah. Several months ago, we had Race Wars and Stephen AJ.
This has been a complicated weekend.
I've learned a lot.
It was merch.
It was... I had my mouth shut. I learned.
I got a hat that I can only wear one day a year.
The revolution will not be televised, and the Race Wars will have merch.
Even on that day, I was like, this is, it's dicey.
I was like, I'm glad there's not more of them.
Yeah.
Steven's walking around going, Race Wars, like so ominous.
He raised a dog, which seems like a bad precedent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like interspecies competition.
Race Wars, not species.
He beat a corgi. I don't want to keep hammering this.
Why
same
is everybody
thing.
Why doing do you, that?
I'm not shitting
on
that.
He got a short
that.
Little it's leg. A,
but you're not giving credit to Steve is fast as fuck.
Steve is fast as fuck. That's
He's
why I think
a Division 1 college sprinter, that means the dog must be pretty fast.
Yeah, Corgi was.
I guess
not
it was
slow.
A close, pretty race. A yeah, pretty close race.
Animals yeah. are fast.
I couldn't see. I couldn't see what kind of dog it was. So I like because of the crowd. So I'm like, oh man, it's one of these like just fast.
A greyhound.
Yeah. 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 And then I was like, what? That's okay. And the thing's like,
a corgi is the funniest dog for it to be.
Yeah.
We can agree on that.
People can't race real animals.
No.
Steven
no.
would have raced a Rottweiler if there was one there.
Well, nope. Yeah.
Although I told Steven next
right when
year,
he got done, he goes, fuck that dog. And he wasn't smiling.
He also started the beef. He was like, is that dog talking shit?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, what? He's like, I got to race this fucking dog.
And it's now like, I got to do what I got to do.
Nobody's saying
it's like you chugging hot sauce where you're like, give me, I'll do it. Yeah. And you're like, all right, man.
I don't know why you guys think I won't chug a pint of hot sauce.
I will.
Not. You better
I know
not.
You will.
I would.
No, you would.
Don't. We're going to draft months.
Basically, if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round. Now, Sean, with that in mind, what will the order of today's fantasy draft
be? I'm first. Straight up and down.
Nice.
Wow.
David, Simon, Ian.
Hot corner.
All right.
Hot corner. Which means Sean, who has given himself the first pick, will have that first pick right after we take this short break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Now, it's allergy season. I'm not surprising anybody by saying that. And your boy gets hit extremely hard when it comes to the allergies. I get stuffy nose, feels like I got two blocks of cheese hanging out under my eyes. And then if I try to blow my nose, it just feels like I backed it all up into my brain. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better, which is key. I try to like blow my nose before I go to bed at night, and it just feels like I got like a bunch of 5 o'clock traffic sitting in my brain. There's like no way out. And with Claritin D, it just helps everything. It helps grease the wheels, helps loosen everything up so I can get it out. I can sleep well. I don't have a raspy voice all the time. It's just a very beneficial thing, especially if you use your voice for anything like talking or eating, or if you want to use your head for thinking, anything like that. Claritin D has got you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies. It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount, so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Mack Weldon. Now, we are extremely outspoken for our love for Mack Weldon on this show. I can't get enough of it. I have, I think, 7 pairs of Mack Weldon pants, all different colors. It's such a good way to dress comfortably, casually, but also very nice. I find that a lot of guys, they think to look nice, you can't also look comfortable. It is possible to do it, though. Mack Weldon makes such good, comfortable, nice, form-fitting clothing and performance fabrics for guys who just want to look and feel like they look nice. You know what I mean? Without sacrificing comfort. They have a full range of clothes. They never go out of style. Like I said, I have probably 7 pairs of pants. I have 3 pairs of the Ace sweatpants, which just fit perfectly. They honestly make you look like you're one of the models. The underwear I have, they're not just the skimpy ones that they go down your leg a little bit, which, you know, I'm old enough to admit I want that. I have a couple nice like stretchy t-shirts and the polo shirts. I'm telling you, the polo shirts are so nice to put on. You just feel like a professional golfer immediately, but you look cool, much unlike a lot of professional golfers. I'm telling you, I love them. And like I was saying, some people just want to look, you know, good and comfortable without calling attention to themselves. And that is exactly where Mack Weldon comes in. The performance fabric is breathy, but it doesn't look techie. You know, it doesn't have that like shine. You're not going to look like a high school football coach who's trying too hard. You're going to look exactly how you think you're going to look in your mind. Like the Matrix, that residual self-image, that's what you're going to have. I'm telling you, I swear by it. Go poke around on the website. You will find something that you like. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com. You get 20% off your first order with the promo code ALLFANTASY. Again, that's MACWELDON.com, promo code ALLFANTASY.
And we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything Already in Progress. I'm not screaming today.
No, my voice is already gone.
I can't. The first words I heard today was my wife telling me I looked puffy.
Yeah. Oh,
I know. It was a bummer.
It's weird that she didn't say you looked Diddy instead.
Diddy, dude. Yeah.
Those are the first words I hear every other day.
Damn, Sean, you look Diddy.
Like, damn, you look Diddy. I go,
Yeah. That sounds like something Puffy would have tried to get going. Is like you saying Diddy. You look Diddy. You know what I mean? Like some sort of, there would have been like some sort of like psyops operation. Not a bad boy.
You look Diddy.
Damn, girl, you look Diddy.
Damn, it's pretty Diddy out today.
You remember a little bit of Macy.
Diddy Itty?
Oh, yeah. Do the Diddy if you want to. That song rules.
That song.
I never liked
Docs, dude.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's probably 20 down on my most played list right now.
Really?
I just like that beat. It's very...
You don't have to take it out. You don't have to take it out.
It's not going
to
get my dick out.
I'm trying to measure 3 inches? What's going on over here?
Sean's
going
to read us his most played list for some reason.
All right. You ever heard that Tops... You ever heard of Fat Pat?
I've heard about Tops Drop?
How old is that song?
I've heard about your first pick. What are we doing right now?
You heard that song Foreign Features by Sir Michael Ross?
Have you heard of
it? Why are you taking out your top 20?
Before we get to the draft, which we only allocated an hour for, let's go ahead and go over Sean's. Yeah.
What's your first, whatever, October.
What's my first most played song? I don't even know how to find it.
October.
Oh, that's your first
play. Oh, yeah. OVO, because you love Drake.
Yeah. Drake's going to come in heavy on all my months.
You also love Owls.
Man, I do love Owls.
I know.
Owls are off the chains. October, it's got my birthday, Ian's birthday, Shane's birthday, Halloween, the gateway to my favorite part of the year. I feel like most people's favorite part of the year. Fall color. It's not like disgusting winter yet. Not like I like winter, but it's still like crisp. You can skate with a hoodie on, which has always been one of my favorite things. I just, October, baby, all day. It's long. You got 31 days of it.
Yeah, Halloween right
there. Yeah,
at
much
the
longer
end.
Than all the other ones.
Yeah.
Multiple days longer.
Yeah, October's a good get. I do love October.
There was two clear front runners for me. Had to pick October. I like October.
I like you.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I love it.
I guess, yeah.
You can call
you made
it
the
October.
Right choice with the first pick because that's now I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Have fun with your shit 11 months over there.
It's got a marquee holiday in it, like you said. Right at the end. It's fantastic.
It's the most fun, low stakes holiday. There's no pressure on that holiday.
I do like that about Halloween.
Yeah, there's no gifts involved. And you, like, the older I get, I'm getting like, we buy one piece of Halloween decoration every year. We'll get like a big piece, and that goes in, that's like added to the collection. Dude, I'm out there putting the spider web on the roof. Like, I'm doing that. We got a big Frankenstein right now having coffee with a skeleton in our front yard.
Frankenstein and a skeleton having coffee?
A big blow up Frankenstein with, peace sign. He's chucking a deuce and it says, take your selfie here.
No, that's
and then
funny.
There's a table and a skeleton with his legs crossed and a huge, one of them big ass spiders on the table and they're having coffee.
That's great.
Forget about it. I'm out here. Dad shit. And our neighbors,
I love our neighbors,
biggest RV you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's blocking our whole shit. It bums me out so much. I'm like, nobody can even
talk to him.
Nobody can. I think he can take me. I'm not going to talk to him like that.
Firebomb it then.
Should I go piss on it?
Yeah, get back to your Irish roots. Was that weird to say?
No, I don't think
so.
Yeah,
it felt weird.
I got IRA blood in me.
The troubles.
Sorry.
Firebomb it, dude. Make a fentanyl firebomb, and then it'll look like you're a mobile meth lab.
You see, it was in the way of my Halloween decoration, so I had to bomb your RV. That's Scottish or Irish?
What is this? Is new.
What is that?
You Irish?
Irish.
When did this start?
Wait, do it. Say it. What?
Irish. I'm Irish.
Have you been working on this in secret?
If I ever go to Ireland, that's how I'm going to walk into a bar and be like, I'm Irish.
Trust me, other countries love that bit. Other countries love it.
I'm Irish.
I'm Irish. I'd like to change it up. Give me a Miller High Life.
I'm Irish.
I am Irish.
You know it's a good accent when you have to say, I'm Irish.
I'm Irish.
Give me a Miller High Life.
You know that's how it goes with accent. Like when I try to do Australian, I got to be like, Fosters.
So it's an alcohol gateway for you.
Yeah. What is it?
Can you Manischewitz your way into a Jewish accent?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I love the look on Ian's face.
Come on.
It's devilish.
No.
He's like, yeah, do it.
Why
don't you do Jamaican too? Why don't you do my mom? Why don't you talk like my mom,
Isaac, we come talk like David's mom real quick? Why don't you talk like my mom, dude?
October it is.
October it
it's
is.
It's a great pick. It's a great pick. We'll bail you out.
I don't,
that's a good pick.
Ooh.
Man, I was worried, and I got to be honest. That was great.
Yeah, it was pretty much spot on.
It's actually really good.
Yeah. I wish you guys could see what he's doing with his hands.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, if you could just see the way his hands are kind of just like...
I'm still nervous from being called out for being racist yesterday.
Well, you didn't have to bring it up. They wouldn't know.
2 months ago now. Oh, yeah, they didn't know. Shit, Isaac, air horns over that, please.
Go back and listen to the Sam Talent. If you haven't...
Join
the Patreon.
Straight up and down. Join and listen to that fucking episode. Sam was a wild man yesterday.
Sam was a wild man.
Isaac was talking about cutting most of it. Isaac's like, I don't know.
Zeke, leave it in. Let us burn, baby.
October, baby.
Who's got the second pick?
Everybody eats.
David.
David, your first pick.
April.
What?
April.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
Really?
Especially in Colorado.
Whoa.
It's just coming out because it's like there could still be snow.
Yeah.
Like we could get a snowstorm, but also it's just coming out. You get the shorts on again. You could see everybody. You start spring thaw if you're a fisherman.
Spring thaw, mm-hmm. Dude.
Yeah.
The shorts out, baby.
Spring thaw?
Yeah. Get the gams out. I love it. I love the beginning. It's the beginning. It's like the way you like the gateway to the winter. Mm. It's the gateway to all things fun and warm.
Mm. Yeah.
It's the beginning of like, because winter gets me, I forgot about it until I moved back here. Winter gets me. The end is rough.
The end is rough. I mean, there's a couple months we'll discuss later.
Living in LA, you really forget that, like,
bro.
Oh, yeah, when you see it and it's a novelty, you're like, cute.
Yeah.
But when you're fucking got clouds hanging over your head for 4 months straight
yeah.
and your life has been altered.
Yeah, and then it's like you just start to remember everything. I love walking down and seeing the little baby ducks and geese.
Yeah.
It's just a good time. It reminds me.
It'll make me cry, dude. Seeing like a family of ducks, it's so pure.
Big dad podcast for you.
Yeah. I will say. Yeah. So I work right by the LA River, and one thing, you know, that's good about climate
notorious,
change.
Beautiful which, LA
beautiful River. Beautiful LA
there
River.
Are good
what
stretches.
A dick
there
move to come to the LA River, and then you move there and you're like, this?
Yeah. Whoa, what the fuck?
this cement.
Piece of shit. But, you know, LA did have like some of the worst storms, you know, and so much rain.
Yeah.
And I mean, that like the best thing is it actually is like, a river now.
Yeah.
And I saw a family of ducks floating down like a
brother,
like a mom duck and then like 4 or 5 baby ducks.
Brother.
I started crying. It was like truly the most precious thing. But also there's garbage, you know, floating around.
Yeah, yeah, I walk down by there every day. I watch these guys go from babies to full grown geese. Whoa. To not knowing me anymore. So it felt like, you know what I'm saying? Like 3 or 4, I would see them pretty much every day because I was home a lot this year and you just watching them grow up and you're like, wow, the passage of time. This is so beautiful. Look at these ducks. And then all of a sudden they're teens. Now they're not looking
now they're
at
teens.
Me. You know what I mean?
All you know of those sudden, teenage ducks.
Now these ducks are fucking, you know what I mean? It's got a car. It doesn't want to hang out with dad on the weekends anymore.
Do ducks have sex? In and out. Do they do the in and out?
No, they do. They actually do it out and in. It's
that's the way to do it. It lasts longer.
I mean, the cool ones do.
You never seen duck dicks?
No.
Oh, they're crazy.
Are they like,
it's a corkscrew, right?
Yeah. You could pop open a bottle of wine with that thing.
Yeah. Ducks have really? Very aggressive sex.
Are you looking it up? You got your phone out, right? When David
no,
said
I have
duck
our, no, I just know about duck sex off top, dude.
Yeah. They also our, have like, list. Isn't it like they have false holes inside?
To trick the other duck.
To trick the other. It's bad.
Wait, they
it's
have bad. What
duck is sex is complicated.
Mm. They have phantom pussies.
Yeah.
Guess I've been having duck sex this whole time. Okay, come on, folks. Oh, glad I got that out. Okay.
Well, April in Portland is still a little crummy.
Really?
It's still right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's you're still like this piece of shit
it's
town.
I love all that shit.
Yeah, but you love the gloom. It's not like.
I don't love the gloom.
I don't either. John does.
When we moved here, that was the best part. 300 days of sunshine a year. I hate the PNW gloom. I can't stand that shit.
You used to get, like, sometimes during Bridgetown, you would get those first couple days of, like, nice weather in April. But it was always late April, if anything. But I feel what you're saying.
Did the lights just go down for a second?
No, you're having a...
Damn it. Well, let's finish it out. Now we go to the hospital.
Man, the guy's puffy. Tell lights.
He's stroking out.
He's having a hard time.
You too, huh?
You're having a McConnell.
If he's dead by
you're
now...
getting it from all sides.
I apologize for that. Could be. He might be. Simon, time for your first pick.
Yes. Great two picks.
Thank you, Simon.
Both the ones I was going to choose. I guess I'll try. I'm gonna go the month after October and go November.
Yeah, November.
What?
Yeah. November's great. I mean,
it's crazy to me. No, I just, there's a clear, anyway, continue. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep talking about your shit pick.
Yes. Thank you. All right. So aside from Thanksgiving, I'll get to that. But like, okay. So it's.
You're a big Armistice Day guy, right?
Yeah. Okay. Let me do it. This is my month, Sean. I'm a big sports guy. So it's like, for me, you know, you still have hope for your football teams. Mm-hmm. You know, it's only the first four games, you know. Russell Wilson could turn it around, right?
Don't do that to me.
Great trade on your part. Great trade.
Don't do that to me. Don't come in here and do that to me.
So you still have it, you know, you still have a lot of hope. And, you know, as a, you know, just a truly miserable Portland Trailblazer fan,
oh, yeah.
It's the first week of the season, so I haven't completely given up yet.
We could come back from 2-8.
Yeah. I'm like 2-8. Come on. Yeah. We just got to win.
You're not staring down the barrel of 16 games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oof. I mean, the season has already started during this.
As of right now, Blazers undefeated. It's crazy.
Give it up for Scoot Henderson, rookie of the year.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Russell Wilson's out of the league. Sierra's back with future. It's crazy what happened to the Broncos.
Oh, man. Whoa. Jeez.
If that is a correct prediction, if the Blazers are good and Scoot's great and Russell Wilson is literally out of the NFL before
the Sierra's back with future.
Like, this has been the craziest.
Yeah.
The craziest year of our lives. Folks.
If Sierra gets back with future.
Yeah.
Global warming is taking us all out because evil wins.
Evil wins, yeah.
Bad wins.
Future is the quarterback for the Broncos. And they're like, I guess Sean Payton really can make it work.
He stole Russell Wilson.
If we have primetime in future quarterbacks, the fucking Broncos,
no.
Lil Wayne is moving here.
Yeah, Lil Wayne
is going to move to Denver.
I'm moving here.
The gates of hell will open at Red Rocks if that happens.
Man, that's all. Man, I hope this could all be accurate by now.
Yeah, it could.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think
so. I mean, it's a great sports month, and I really do, like, I love Thanksgiving. It's probably my favorite holiday, just in the way that, like what Sean was saying, you know, the expectations. Yeah, you know, you get family around and sometimes it's like, you know, but most of the time I'll go up to Portland for Christmas. So I'm in L.A. for Thanksgiving and I have just turned that into just one big get drunk right away, smoke, eat and like it's watch like four movies.
It's,
you know,
it's the holiday where I'm not depressed to not be with my family.
Exactly.
You know, I'm fine being with my, I love you all to pieces. It'd be fun to be with you on any holiday, but Thanksgiving is the one where it's like, all right, this isn't a huge bummer.
No,
I'm just with my homies.
I used to try to make a point to go and like visit, you know, family during Thanksgiving. And then a few years ago, my mom's like, I don't care about this.
Yeah, dude.
And I was like, oh, I was doing this for you.
Yeah. She's like, you to come
I don't
back
even love you.
Yeah. I don't like you.
Go back to Los Angeles.
My mom's like, I love you, but I don't really.
I don't love you. I thought you were a big poop until you came out.
I thought you were a big poop. I thought you were a big poop. Simon's
that's
mom.
That's
Simon's mom's quoted. I thought you were a big poop, to be honest.
That's why I smoked all those cigarettes. Jesus Christ, this is a bummer.
So like, all fantasy, Simon's mom, he's a big poop coming this fall. Well,
yeah. There's the clip.
So, I mean, this last Thanksgiving, you know, I do like to cook, you know, but also Thanksgiving is definitely in the wheelhouse where the recipes aren't complicated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm throwing cans of shit into some shit.
That's
I'm a
good
big poop. And
that's a good point. You can cook Thanksgiving dinner pretty drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk.
We, the first Thanksgiving,
drunk.
I was in
watching
LA.
Top Gun Maverick. Like,
We were going to two dinner parties one night, Adam and I. And the first one was at my buddy's parents' house.
Dinner
and
parties.
So we brought a bottle of wine and a bottle of Jameson. The bottle of Jameson was for the other party that was at Charlene's house. So I left the bottle of Jameson outside and we brought in the wine. And then like an hour in, Andy's father-in-law came in And he's just holding a bottle of Jameson. And he's like, who's this? And I was like, I tried to hide it outside for the other party. He just
the Thanksgiving
opened it.
Fairy dropped off some Jameson.
It was crazy because I'm like, well, it didn't just appear on the point. Like, somebody was hiding it. I was hiding it.
I love that you hid a bottle of Jameson in the bushes at a dinner party. Like some kind of shiftless hobo. Like you're a person not used to being indoors.
I was new to bringing bottles to dinner situations.
Like Flapjack McCormick taught me this trick back in Grants Pass in 1849.
It was the first dinner party I ever brought a bottle to, you know, where you feel sophisticated.
Technically you didn't. You left it outside.
I brought two bottles. I brought them a bottle of wine, dog. I brought in the wine.
Was there not a car you could leave the Jameson in?
No, we were Ubering. This is after my car died. When David and I were together, my car died.
Yeah.
Just going down the freeway.
November. Yeah. November. Good sports.
I like it. You know, and it's still, yeah, you still, it's still hopeful, you know, the winter has, I mean, still hopeful. Let me tell you.
I get back-to-back Jacks right here.
I know you do.
That's the issue.
Yeah. I'm taking December.
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
Gotta go December. I mean, I am a Jew. Yeah. Hanukkah's in December.
I believe it's Hanukkah, but yeah.
Hanukkah. But also, just the whole Christmas season. I mean, come on. If a city has any magic in it at all, it'll put it on display during the holidays. I just love the feeling of being in a city like before Christmas.
Last year, we were in New York just before Christmas. We were in New York just before.
It just feels like there's like a feeling of magic like in the air. All the storefronts are decorated. There's music.
Everything's
festive.
Mm-hmm. I would love to. Yeah. New York. And I've never been there in that time of year.
We were there December 18th or something.
I like to go
just before
the muggiest months to the mosquito-iest,
West Nile virus.
Smelling like nuts on the subway.
Yeah. Hot piss wind.
What is that?
See, I love this pick, but it makes me feel like a Grinch because I find all that taxing.
Ooh, I love it.
I love it. And now that buying presents for people is like, it's finally hitting where it's this is the best. It's so much better than getting presents.
I love the lights. I love the music. I love the food. I love the parties. I love that people are having parties. You see people like in festive. I even am at the point where I love seeing the drunk Santa Claus, SantaCon people.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, good
for
them.
Whoa, that's fucked.
I'm like, good for them. Look at these idiots. Look at these finance
bros. There's one thing I hate. It's SantaCon.
I'm letting them.
I'm in there like swimwear, baby. I'm right with you. I love that shit.
I saw a couple. I was on the bus during SantaCon, and I looked out the window, and I saw a couple doggy style dry humping on the street.
Yeah.
Doggy style dry humping.
Both dressed as Santa Claus.
Two Santas.
And I was like, I'm going to burn this city to the ground.
Come on. That's a miracle.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
That's all that's beautiful
about
humanity.
It was like 4 p.m.
Doggy style dry humping.
Going
Holy
down
buckets.
The chimney, man. Come on.
Nice. name of the next rap song, Doggy Style Dry Humping. All right,
perfect.
Oh, no.
Look out for detox.
Keep looking out for
it's
detox.
It's also like cold. It's like it's winter before winter gets tedious. Like it's cold. But
it's still kind of new.
It's still new.
We'll talk about the tedious months. I feel you. Like
it
does get where you're like, well, there's nothing to look forward to now except for April. The tedious winter months. Another name for a song.
The tedious winter months. That's different though. That's more of like a Machine Gun Kelly.
That's gonna be my window pane
emo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, December. I just love it. Also, you get New Year's in it and everything. Mm-hmm. It's just a fun. It's the month we're in right now. For God's sake, don't we love the way we feel right now?
I wouldn't want to spend it with anyone else.
We'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, listen, we all have things that stress us out. If you don't, then hit me in the DMs. Let me know your secret. I have been trying my whole life to figure out what to do about that. We keep them bottled up. You know, it starts to affect you negatively. I don't care who you are. It just does. You take it out on people. One day it's like the dishes are piling up or whatever. And then you're having a fight over parking space. It just, they bottle up and they come out in negative ways. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Everybody has things that bother them. It could be your best friend in the world. It could be your partner. There's always stuff. That's just human nature. And you don't want to bottle it up. You want to tell people. Sometimes you don't want to tell the person because it doesn't really matter that much, you know, but you want to tell someone. You want to feel like you've been heard. I live in the world. I get how it is. And telling someone, it's always the best. You know what I mean? You call your best friend, you vent a little bit. You had a rough day at work, you vent. That's what therapy is. It's just somebody who lets you vent and they don't need to vent themselves. Come on. It's perfect. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is done entirely online, like a ton of things these days. It's extremely convenient. You don't got to get up. You don't got to go to the office. You don't got to sit in traffic. You just sit there on the laptop. It's convenient for you. It's flexible. We all got different schedules. You know, you're working nights. They want to work with you. They can help you out. They suit to your schedule. You just go out. You fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you don't get the right fit right away. They want it to work just as bad as you want it to work. So give it a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Even if we didn't take a break there, that's funny. That's a fun little...
That was fun.
Yes, we'll be right back.
And my second pick, as it is a Serpentine draft, July. I'm taking July.
God, shit.
Fuck, give me December. Yeah,
that was the only other clear front runner to me.
Give me July, yeah. Baby. I can't believe I got both of them. It's July. It's... Mm. The fucking
polar opposite of
Chris
December.
Hemsworth of months, baby.
Yeah.
This hot piece of shit walking down the beach. You want to hate it, but it's so charming you can't.
This hot piece of shit. If you saw Chris Hemsworth walking down the beach, you know, this hot piece of shit.
You hot piece of shit. Look at you. It's perfect. It's warm. It's summer. It's like the summer month. You know what I mean? You get the 4th of July in it. You get vacations.
Undisputed, no matter where you're at, summer month.
No matter where you're at, it's, I guess, unless you're in the Southern Hemisphere, in which case.
They don't. Those aren't people.
Fuck you, mate. Is that Australian? I'm from Australia. Fuck
well,
you.
Here's how you get rid of it. Fosters.
Shout out to all of our Australian listeners. But yeah, like.
Blokes.
But I just took December. I took your July. So I got you either way, baby. it's just a beautiful. It's like you're going to do stuff on those weekends. You're taking long weekends. Mm. Nobody really expects that much out of you in July.
It feels like nobody's working that hard.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's the dog days of summer. That's what I like. I like those 105 degree days, I like that dog day summer shit. I love that.
Dog days are later in summer. July is like prime.
I said what I said.
But you were wrong.
Yeah, when I do think of July, I'm like, oh, this is, it's... You just spend it by the grill, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Deep summer. Drunk. It's so light, so long.
I only
long.
Cook drunk.
Yeah. I'm a chef, but I'm hammered. Every time you're like,
you know, February, you're drunk.
What can it's I say about, the only time I drink.
What can I say about July, man? I'm just drunk.
Drunk.
Dude, November, December, I'm wasted.
But it's pool parties. You're like, when you're a kid, you're definitely out of school.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just, like,
oh,
fucking,
yeah.
It's July.
You're out of school and there's no school in sight.
No, it's the true. You're like in
the furthest away from school and from school.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a kid,
I haven't seen my mom in 3 weeks.
I'm going to go to school again.
I am out of the house.
Yeah.
July was like that month. We just get up at like 8. We'd go to the pool, seriously, all day, come back at like 9.
Yeah.
We were fucking 11.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. 11, dude.
Just riding. Oh, you believe in that? So, yeah, you think it happened?
I got some you should watch.
Loose Change. Zeitgeist 2 before Zeitgeist.
Okay, interesting.
Anyway, yeah, we'd just be out on our bikes going to the mall. We weren't supposed to be there, but we'd go.
Yeah.
Stealing shit. Yeah. July, dude.
Just Keister and Muggsy Bogues jerseys.
Keistering? I didn't shove them in my butt.
Is that what you were doing?
That's the funniest way to steal a Muggsy Bogues jersey.
It's the funniest way to steal anything, but I ain't fitting a jersey up there.
Simon, you've drafted November. It's time for your second pick.
Yes. I'm going to go May.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's going to be May.
It's going to be you.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, nice. So it's got all those, you know, super annoying holidays. Yeah, I love that stuff. Give me a meme.
You love a meme. You're a big meme.
You're a big Mayday guy,
it's
right?
It's gonna be meme.
Yeah.
Do you know Mayday? May 1st?
May 1st.
Little cups of candy.
Did you think he didn't?
What did one of you tell
Have
me?
Have you
that,
ever heard of Mayday?
Didn't one of you tell me that you didn't know what it was?
You're telling me.
What is it? Maybe it was me.
Mayday. It's where you just leave like little cups of candy on people's front door.
No, that's I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Am I wrong? You guys, anybody? Yeah,
that's right.
Thank you.
No.
You got backed up there. You're lucky.
Goddamn right I did.
Is May Day not like a Soviet
Soviet holiday?
Something like that.
And that's why I chose it, because I think by now,
it's not.
I think we are, you know, saluting the Soviets. This is December.
By December.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, gone. Scoot Henderson, yeah. Soviets.
Back in power.
Yeah, back in power.
It's also International Workers' Day, so it is a socialist holiday. But May Day, it's also a ancient, like, spring festival.
No, it isn't. It's where you leave candy in a cup on someone's door. That's all it is.
Like loose candy, like jelly beans?
No, you put it in a cup, bud. Oh, yeah, whatever you want. Yeah, it could be loose
I love
candy.
That. Also, I will say, so, you know, like, no school in sight. May, at least for me growing up, May was like, you know, you had the long Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. And then right after that, you had the last week of school.
You're starting to get the flavor.
And so you and like almost as much as like going to the pool, spending all day there was the anticipation of school almost being over.
That last week of school, dude. It's a feeling
people that were your enemies. You're like, what were we fighting about?
You'll never get it. You'll never get that feeling again. I want it so bad just to be that excited about something being done.
Yeah.
Oh,
I want that feeling of being excited about something.
Guys, there's always life.
There's always life.
Yeah.
But you get like, that's when we would do like field day and there would be like, you'd watch
outdoor
a movie
school,
and barely.
You know, It May was kind of like, you know. It was kind of like, well, you know, we gave it a shot.
Yeah. If you didn't learn it by now, we're not going to waste time on long division the last week.
If you didn't learn how to multiply.
Simon, you big poop, go watch the Sandlot in the auditorium.
It ain't happening in May.
No. That's if you didn't learn this in March, it's not happening now.
May is kind of when you get that April feeling you were talking about in Portland, I feel like, a little bit more.
Oh, okay,
May is right when it's like, well, maybe my baseball games won't get rained
out. Yeah.
That's May. It's like there's a 50-50 chance that all of the fun things I want to do won't get washed away.
That's a shift. When I used to be bummed out when things got rained out, now I'm thrilled.
Oh,
what do you do anymore that gets rained out?
Yeah,
a lot of shit, dude.
What are you talking about?
Really? I shot put.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. I forgot you made shot put.
I'm in a Portland shot put league.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This thing.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, that's right. No, we knew.
David goes, I know what it is.
Your shot put kind of looks like a toddler hailing Hitler. Yeah.
When I was in track, I was.
When I was in track.
Yeah, I was the shot put. They had to find something for you to do because they just had to let you participate, and I was the shot put kid.
Really?
Boy, was I bad at it. If you thought I was good, you're wrong. I thought
you could have been good.
No, I wasn't.
You had the, you know, you had the potential.
What about the javelin? No javelin? No hammer throw? Javelina?
They weren't giving us South Dakota boys javelin to throw. No.
Why not?
Nobody had a javelin?
No.
To fight, though?
I've never even seen one. Have you seen one?
Yeah, I've seen a javelin. Are you kidding me, dude? Come on.
Yeah.
From Beaverton.
Javelin capital of the Northwest,
that's
baby.
Right. Yeah, you know. It actually is like, weirdly, there was like the U.S. Fencing Academy in Beaverton. So there like were a bunch of Olympic fencers in Beaverton. Yeah. I went to high school with like a gold medal Olympic fencer.
Sold a lot of stolen goods.
Speak to me with some fucking respect.
No, I won't.
All right.
And the last thing I'll say about May
please.
Is It's also my birthday, May 30th.
Okay, there
thanks
we go.
For getting me something. I appreciate it.
What
so
day?
Early.
What day?
May
30th. May 30th.
So a lot of times, like, my birthday would be on Memorial Day weekend. So it'd be like,
ooh, that's big.
That long 3-day ooh weekend.
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know, almost a full 6 months from Christmas. So I'm not getting shorted on presents.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not condensing them. Yeah, plenty of time.
This will be both. We got you a VCR, so it's like, you know, it's a big present.
Yeah.
We got you a VCR now.
Yeah, we rented you a VCR.
I remember that shit was...
Some of my early memories, like, trying to be like, oh, maybe they'll have a Nintendo I can rent.
Yeah, I remember that.
And me and my mom just renting a VCR, going back to the apartment. Didn't have a room. It was Buck.
These kids, they don't. Anyway. great.
Before we descend too far down a table of suburban woe, David, time for your second pick.
Suburban woe. Another name for a song?
I hate to be a hack. I'm taking June.
Yeah, dude, yeah. June.
No, that's great.
June is like, because June is the beginning of summer, like, especially with school. I remember as soon as you get out of school, you're like, this is the new me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, man, yeah, I'm purple is, jeans next
this
year.
This is the summer I learned how to break dance.
Yeah.
I went to breakdance.com and printed off all the directions to do a windmill. I have 3 months alone. I'm just going to master this.
No, it
could all happen.
You know, I thought I was going to do the windmill at prom. That was like my big goal when I was in high school.
I did know that.
June is like the off season where you're like, all right, time to start figuring something
I gotta add a new move to my repertoire.
They're not gonna be together when school starts again. I'm gonna get my shit together.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna figure out how to have sex this summer. Yeah.
And then I go back and I'm like, oh, I forgot how to read.
Because all that sex I was
having. Yeah. Dude, I was jacking off. I forgot how to read.
I was banging the knowledge away.
I watched 6 hours of Rugrats every day. I didn't learn anything.
Yeah, that's me having sex as I'm watching also, TV.
For me, at the end of summer, kind of like, it would be that, like, oh, maybe this freedom is not as fun as I thought.
Yeah.
And but June, it's still very new. It's very exciting. It's very fresh.
You're like, the structure was holding me back, if anything. Yeah.
NBA's still on a little bit.
Yeah. Oh,
You get the finals.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of one of those, I've never been a baseball guy.
Yeah.
So once the NBA's over, I'm checked out.
There's no more sports.
There's just no more sports.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, this is the fun little lingering of that. Yeah. I just, people are settling into barbecue season. I'm racing boats.
Yeah.
It's just a good...
Man, we go to this park in Portland where they got those, like, big Titanic model boats. And, like, their model... Like, one of them is, like, a JFK speedboat. So I just sit and watch these old dudes out there. It looks so... That's something I want to get into.
I'm these old dudes.
Yeah. That shit looks fun, man.
June is another one of those fucking months in Portland where it's, like, gloomy and, it gets gray again.
Yeah.
See,
that's I love it, man.
I know you do, but it's like it was always like the Rose Festival would be happening and it would be gray and rainy.
You still have a 50% chance that it will be rained
out. Yeah. Waterfront Park would just smell like oh my God, am I going to get malaria if I try to eat a churro?
I mean,
like, it just is so muddy and gross.
It's unfortunately getting different. Like it it's not as much like that as it was 10 years ago. In a bad way. Global warming.
Before we descend down a field of climate change catastrophe, Sean Jordan, it's time for your second and then your final picks, for God's sake.
Only so many second months. Pick going, I like winter. I'm admitting it in my old age. I like the clouds. I like, so February.
What?
I love a February. Damn, I like Valentine's Day.
I thought
that
was the worst pick on the board.
That is the worst pick on the board.
I had a feeling... You know, but I mean,
I'm glad I didn't get stuck with it.
I thought for sure because
I still really
February.
I struggle with Valentine's Day. Like, there's enough pressure, but I'm comfortable enough in the relationship where it doesn't have to be a big deal. It just has to be thoughtful.
Oh.
I love being thoughtful. I don't like the pressure of having to find like the perfect gift, but like putting candy all over the house or like tons of flowers or like making an escape room out of the whole house. Like that shit.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Or like making a horrifying
that third
escape
one,
room.
That third one was truly the most romantic.
Hostage crisis.
Get out of the room. Yeah.
You know what?
Valentine's Day, you make a Saw level escape room.
You know what's sexy? Trapping her in the living room.
Yeah. You know what I did last year?
I hid the key inside of your skin. It's a
inside of your skin. Last year, I made I got Max a onesie, and I made a Wordle out of it, and that was
that's
so fun.
Yeah,
I love it, man. And also, I like snow. I like winter. I don't There's another month that's like very clearly winter too, but I don't like it because it's depressing to me because all the dope shit just happened. Mm-hmm. Right. So
February is the most depressing month of the year.
Yeah, I have a heart. It's a slog.
It's ugly. It's
that
awful.
Shit's, that shit's tough. On.
Everything's mushy.
I love it.
The faces are gray.
Well, I'll say to Sean's point though, like when you live in LA, February is not that way. February
that's
is
true.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, what a, it's still sunny, but I do need a light coat.
Yeah, that is nice. You get to wear a coat.
Yeah. So like February in LA, you're like, oh, this is fucking great.
It's I still go to the park, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
What's it like here? Is it snowy?
Yes.
In February, it's probably, right?
I mean, still winter.
I love it, man.
They used to have on in the middle of February, I forget which bike, one of the bike shops used to have sponsored the worst day of the year ride. And it was in the middle of February every year. And it was like, let's all get on our bikes in February. Because it was universally recognized as the worst day of the year was in the middle of February. We needed something.
Love it.
All right. Well, thanks for hopping on that grenade.
Yeah. What up? What's left? What's left?
Other month? The other months.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's right. Shit. Months. Man, I guess I can't get in any like deep summer months. I guess August.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I get my
the
nice
other
sweater.
Summer month.
Yeah. I always forget. I always think of July as like the mad summer month, but August is still hella hot. But
August
rules. Yeah. August. It's crazy to admit to myself that I just like gloomy. Yeah. Shitty weather almost more than
there were
great
gloomy
weather.
Shitty weather months left over.
Yeah, but I don't want to. That's crazy. I can't. I don't want people to think I'm sick. I mean, I did lock my wife in our room Valentine's Day.
August is great. August is like that bonus summer month where like as you're like because at the end of July you're like Jesus, July's already over. But then you're like, oh, wait, I do have all of August.
Yeah.
I still have all of August. Like that's
what's in August? There's no holidays, right?
But that's the thing. In August, there's no holidays. Yeah. You're like in
zero
the,
pressure.
In the heart of baseball season.
Yeah.
Which I will say I've just started to appreciate because I'm like, I got to have some kind of sport. I need something.
I think I'll get in later.
But like, I mean, August, there's really nothing, you know, there. I mean, like memorable day. It is. And it's just hot as shit.
Yeah.
I have been watching so many baseball fights on Instagram.
Nice.
Yeah,
good gateway into the sport.
Yeah. What about that golf fight, dude?
Oh my God.
I've been to heaven. That you want to fight? You want to step to God?
I would. So the whole time I'm like, man, go knock the soup can out. And then he did that. I was like, nah, I'd have got out of there quick.
He was so coherent in his threat.
There's a video where this dude happened? On a golf course and he's like, he stole a girl's ball or something. And then they get into it. And then he takes his shirt off and he flexes. He's like, I've been to heaven, motherfucker.
You want to step to God?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
He scared me. I was scared watching it.
Yeah.
Through the video.
Yes. I thought he was going to like come to
his words made him seem buffer because he's not that buff.
No, that was what I liked about was the confidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like me. I'm just like, all right, brother.
I've been to heaven.
When people give you a
serious
brother.
What a crazy place to say you've been.
I've been to heaven.
When you're going
to
threaten violence.
It's not that scary. Yeah.
Heaven
it's so much scarier than saying that you've been to hell.
Yeah.
I've been to heaven.
I've been through nothing. I'm from unencumbered.
I'm from the school of soft naps, brother.
I was born rich.
Nothing bad's ever happened to me.
David, time for your final pick.
September.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So back to school.
Yeah, that thing I always loved.
You didn't like going back to school?
Fuck no.
No.
I liked it for like 2 days, two, 3 days.
Yeah, for 2 days, and then you remembered what school was like.
Where your new
you know,
fans.
You're like, oh, this is exciting. Nobody's going to remember that I told them all I was going to learn how to break dance this summer.
You just kind
of forgot about that. Yeah. Who cares? I wrote it in the yearbook.
It was fun to get the fence
like,
off.
David, we got you some cardboard. We're calling you breakdance all year. Get down. Yeah. I didn't do it.
It's not regulation cardboard, I think.
Yeah, it was like fun to get new shoes. And, yeah. But like, I went to so many new schools too that it was like, oh, I gotta.
Oh, dreadful.
Oh, you moved. Okay.
Gotta meet a lot of new kids again.
Yeah.
Thank God they didn't hear the breakdance thing.
It was.
That's why you move so often.
Yeah. Like, can we
move so many people?
She's like, I did the breakdance thing
just
again.
Fucking learn to moonwalk, you idiot.
I did the breakdance thing
She's
again.
She's showing
Mom.
You a couple steps. She's like, it's not hard.
I did it again.
September is like a. It's an infrastructure month.
Yeah,
like
you it need is. It. It's, you know what I will say I loved about September?
Yeah.
Football starting not in a, like, okay, now it's starting. I'm starting, so I feel comfortable in my position on this team.
Yeah.
You know about, did you ever start?
No, I never started. I played on the D team for the Lincoln Patriots.
And that was shitty.
I got knocked out one time and I woke up scream crying. So my football career was
short-lived.
Ill-advised. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say that September, you know, growing up, you know, would fill me with anxiety about school. I still get it.
Yeah. When I see back-to-school commercials.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah. Like Labor Day was like, oh yeah, it's a long weekend, but is it?
Yeah, it's the first feeling you ever had of not having enough time.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. It was the first time you ever felt like
Labor Day. Oh,
it's going away.
Sliding through my fingers.
I can't get it back. You know what I'm saying?
The feeling that you get more and more as you get older.
Having a kid now, though, I'm super excited for school because, like, I get to
get them out of here.
I get to start drinking. I get to see all the school shit again. Like, I get to, I don't know, it's going to be fun, man. Yeah, I get to, like, buy school supplies.
Yeah. September rolls around. I'm like, I can finally start cooking again.
Might get some coffee later.
Me and the boys going to, you know, sit around a
we're going to go to the pool hall and
drinking some
cook
coffee.
And drink coffee. Yeah.
Sean and Simon are motioning towards their nostril, implying cocaine.
No.
I just need some coffee. I'm tired.
I do agree with Ian. It is an infrastructure
it's an
month.
Infrastructure
and
month.
And that could be nice. Sometimes it's like setting up the bones of what you're going to do, at least for the next semester or whatever. I hated school, but football's starting.
Yeah.
It's not like October where you're kind of sick of football and you're like, I don't.
Yeah. You're like, you hurt. It's cold at practice. So you get your finger on someone's helmet. You're like, that's going to hurt for hours.
Yeah. Your jersey doesn't smell funny.
Oh, God.
There's no blood on your away jersey.
Super cold on the sidelines the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
It's really.
You're like, put me in the game.
You
I'm
get really
cold.
Chilly and then like your dad's screaming at you because you're not playing and you're like, yeah, it's tough.
Woof.
You bring a little thermos with hot cocoa on it.
My dad came to a couple games where I didn't even get to go in.
I bet that sucked for everybody involved.
On the D team, I didn't get to play.
Come on, put him in.
Yeah,
that's
I did
cold.
Play football for, I don't even know if they let middle schoolers play football anymore.
I don't know. They do.
It's all going to hell, folks.
They let 7-year-olds play football.
I need a kid to run into another kid. I played in 7th grade, and I think we just didn't have enough people, so I played all the time.
Both ways?
Yeah. Mostly on defense, though, but there was one time, so I did get one interception.
Hey! Yeah. Did you get a pick six?
And I was so shocked that it had happened that I stood there, and everyone was shocked because it's like time stood still.
Yeah.
And then I just hear the coach.
Standing there?
Because somebody tipped it, and it literally like right into my stomach. And then I'm just like, huh? And then everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing? And then that's the one memory. And then, practice. Like, we're practicing tackling each other?
Oh,
what
God.
Are you guys talking about?
Football practice was tedious.
I was thinking about football practice the other day. They used to not let us drink water.
Yeah.
So you're a little older than me.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, that kid died in South Carolina or some shit.
That's right. I remember.
Yeah, that kid died. And then all of a sudden, two days.
Wait, is it because of cramping or to toughen you up?
I think it was like a reward.
It was the way that older people hate younger people and they think that They glorify what they went through. They're like, water will cramp you up. It never did.
Yeah.
Not a drink of water.
not one sip. Yeah.
That's how my football coach talks.
Ye shan't have a sip. I imagine now they're like, drink water. Hopefully.
Like that after that kid died for us. It was like a lot of water. Mm.
For us, it was like you had 30 seconds at a PVC pipe.
Yeah, what the
hose do?
God, you're making us at the trough.
Yeah, at the trough.
You're making us hydrate at the trough.
Yeah,
fucking animals.
Like pigs that they sell the meat at a bad grocery store. That level of being fed water.
Do you ever think about the pig similarities they had? Yeah. You had to drink at a trough. You were a hoss.
You were a hog.
What's going on?
You were a hoss.
You were covered in mud all the time.
Yeah.
They treated us like pigs.
Coach Coach
shit,
would
dude.
Feed you corn when he was wearing overalls with no shirt underneath. Yeah. Just weird stuff like
Coach
that.
Coach would sleep with a bunch of us in a pile of mud.
He's like, all right, hose him down.
I like that you said it all romantic. He'd sleep with you.
Yeah, he'd sleep with us. Yeah. No, it wasn't sex. It was just
oh,
he'd
just lay down tenderly yeah. and sleep. I get it.
Simon, time for your third pick.
Yeah. So there's two. There's yeah. 2 months left.
Yeah. All right.
So there's two. Yeah.
This is the only time where someone's been forced into a last pick, I think.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's fun.
It's good.
You know, here we go.
Say,
we're running out of time. Okay, I'm going to go
prolific.
I'm going to go January, yeah, I guess. Man. I mean, March, I'm like, I don't know. January, I guess it's because, again, you know, it's like, it is that renewal.
January is hopeless to me. After New Year's Day, I feel empty.
You're yeah. feeling hopeless. Yeah.
Yeah, post-holiday.
And I guess I'm literally only saying New Year's Day. Yeah. But, you know, you're still right in the middle of basketball season yeah, and the football playoffs are on.
You get the bowl games.
Like, yeah.
You got those bowl games.
That is fun.
You yeah. got one really good day. And everyone has
the one day
off,
where you can be
part.
Such a hunk of shit.
It's kind of, yeah.
And nobody expects anything out of you.
I will say, I had a girlfriend who was like, nice. I had him before.
Nice, dude. Nice.
I that's might have one.
That's
again.
Awesome. Nice.
It's I mean, it's December now. Who knows?
No, no, no. You're dating Sierra.
Yeah, I am Sierra.
Yeah, future, dude.
I'm dating Sierra. I'm them. I'm like trying not to gender Sierra. Anyway, New Year's off to a great start.
We don't know how Sierra genders
I don't know anymore.
Themselves by December. We don't know.
What the coffee has kicked in. No point.
Sure
okay.
did.
Yeah.
Simon and Sean have motioned
so
towards
coffee.
Their nose.
But I will say, yeah, I mean, you know, New Year's Day, it is kind of a thing. But yeah, this girlfriend who is totally real, you know, she nice. Always wanted, she was like, I don't really go out on New Year's Eve because I party on New Year's Day. And I was like, this is not
that's crazy.
The worst.
That's dangerous.
Isn't that the craziest thing you've
that's
ever heard?
Fucked up.
That sounds batshit
to
me. That's
crazy. I'm like, I'm
I don't even know if businesses are open on New Year's
that's
Day.
Often
I
I'm
Tuesday
doing two
or
separate DoorDash orders that day.
Yes. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and I'm and again, I'm just like, you know, I'm cooking.
Yeah.
I'm drinking coffee.
I'm cooking.
Simon motioned with a bottle and pointed to his nose.
And you know, you're like, I got to change something, you know?
Yeah.
That is, it is hopeful where you're like, all right, it's sit-ups. It's my sit-ups
this
here.
This stops now.
Yeah.
This stops now.
Time to figure it out.
It never stops. It
you
never
wake
stops.
Up on New Year's Day and you're like, it stops.
You know
now.
What?
Sin's
like,
here.
You know what? Gabe Dinger put me on this, but like, so going to the first open mic in your city after New Year's Day is awesome because
it's
all of the New Year's
oh,
resolutions
yeah,
were all these. It's always young dudes where they're like, yeah. "This is my year, bro. I'm gonna do it." And then they just go,
"I like
eat
that
shit.
You said dudes." Because
it always
there,
is
it's always
a lot
dudes.
Of guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just these dudes that are like New Year's Eve, like, "I'm gonna be a comedian, bro. I'm gonna do it."
There's a lot of guys in those leather business shoes that have sneaker bottoms. Trying to stand up for the first
sneaker
time.
Bottoms.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah,
those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm always nice to those guys because they can help me at some
point. Absolutely. They're gonna get, that's where you get your mortgage.
Far richer than I was.
Yeah. Like, they can hire you for their corporate.
Yeah. Exactly.
That leads me to take March, the birthday where both Sue Carmel and Ivan Carmel were born.
Okay.
I wouldn't be here without it. I also enjoy the thing about March where it's like that's you plants starting to bloom again. You get those like it's cold, but you start to get those cold, sunny days every now and then in Portland. Just a tiny bit.
And then you got March 17th, too. St. Patrick's Day. I'm Irish.
I'm
Irish.
Don't worry, I'm Irish.
I don't even talk. Oscar Hunt.
I wouldn't do you like that. I'm Irish.
St. Patrick's Day is the holiday I think I have participated in the least.
It's
same.
I held on to it for
I've
a long time.
Even,
and
I've done
was
Easter
like,
more
nah,
often.
It ain't.
Even as a kid, I didn't like it. Don't fucking pinch me. Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
I'm not wearing green.
Spring break was usually March, if I remember right, in school. Yeah. So you had that as a kid and
out here March would always get snowstorms.
Oh yeah.
You get like a big snowstorm.
You might get a late snowstorm in Portland in March, but that's about as late as it would go, but very rarely.
I remember one time in high school we got snowed in for spring break, which was maybe one of the worst experiences I've ever had.
Spring break and you're just
with your parents
winning the lottery in a failed currency.
Yeah. Enjoy all the doubloons.
Yeah. March. There's no, I mean, it's
fun.
It's,
I mean, I would say like, yeah, St. Patrick's Day, there was maybe some sort of mystique to it, but it's usually on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
I'm
like, right.
I'm getting hammered.
No.
I got shit to do.
Amateur hour at the bar. Yeah.
There ain't nothing for me to cook.
Yeah, corned beef.
Yeah.
That's the final month. Isaac, there's nothing for you to take, Bubba. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's your favorite month? You're off mic.
Make December. Up a month.
December?
December, he said.
My man. What's your birthday?
Capricorn or Sagittarius here?
Sag.
There we go.
Sag.
Oh, that's my dad's birthday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I am your dad.
What the?
Whoa. Bum, 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 bum.
And you're the Sierra.
Yeah.
We want to hear your favorite months. If there were any we didn't pick that you're like, oh, I can't believe we forgot that month, hit us up.
Mars, June, dude.
Mars, yeah, yeah. All Fantasy Pod on Twitter. AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything Patreon. We appreciate you. Thank you for holding us down. Mm-hmm. The AFE Patreon, where you can get bonus episodes, live episodes, mailbags, auction drafts, ad-free, exclusive pre-roll video content in general, our trailblazing merchandise exclusively available, hats. We saw a few of those at the live
hated
shows that happened a couple months ago.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Does it not? I mean, it's Michigan,
because it looks like Michigan. Yeah. Tell them it looks like Appalachian State more than anything. Also, of course, on our Patreon, Isaac's tasteful nudes.
Yep.
Really beautiful.
I think in like 6 months, we're going to get some not tasteful nudes up. We're going to get some raunchy nudes.
We're going to get this Isaac's X hamster here.
Raunchy nudes, dude.
Just whole, showing whole.
Whole. All whole.
Just
all whole.
Zoomed in butthole.
Butthole shots.
Man, another show at 5, baby.
Zoomed in butthole shots.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to super producer Isaac Lee on the ones and twos. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. Celebrates her birthday in March. That's why I picked it, Mom. I would have taken it first, but I knew I could get it late. I love you. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything. I'm Irish.
Oh, I thought you were doing Bane.
I don't know what I was doing. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought you were doing Bane.
I was Irish.
I'm Irish.
Fosters. I'm
Irish.
I was raised in the bar.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.